Have you ever been in a situation where someone was giving you instructions that you just couldn't understand, like, at all? I hate it when that happens, especially when you've asked someone to repeat themselves twice and you just can't bring yourself to ask again. It's the worst. For instance, when I was in high school, I had a huge project due for calculus class. I was so overwhelmed because I didn't understand the assignment. I didn't even understand the math the assignment was based on. Like, I'm not a math person, seriously. Why was I taking calc? I tried, I really did. You know, I asked a few questions when we were first given the instructions, but even after the teacher answered my questions, I still didn't get it. But I didn't want anyone to know I was still struggling. So I didn't ask. And let's just say at least I got points for putting my name on a project and using legible handwriting. Looking back, of course, I realized how different things could have been if I had just spoken up and asked for help. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is admit that you can't handle something on your own. Have you ever felt that way? Like you're carrying something so heavy, but you're afraid to ask anyone to help you carry it? We've all been there, right? Maybe you were scared your friends would judge you if they knew you were struggling with keeping up with your schoolwork, since it seems to come naturally to them. Maybe you didn't want your friends to know that your family was going through something so tough. You needed support, but you were too embarrassed to ask. Or maybe you have even felt disconnected from God, but didn't feel like you could tell your small group because they seemed super spiritual. Maybe you've had moments where you wondered if people would like you if they really knew what you were struggling with. To be honest, sometimes whatever struggle we're facing isn't even as difficult as hiding the struggle from our family or friends. And sometimes we feel this way even when good things are happening. Maybe you need help preparing for an audition, but feel like if you need help, you can't feel proud if you get the part. Or maybe you want to start a new YouTube channel, but telling your friend your ideas feels vulnerable. And if they decide to be involved, does that mean you can't claim the success as your own? It's like asking for help somehow takes away from your achievements. Like if you don't do it all by yourself, it doesn't count? In this series, we have been talking about resilience. We've been talking about resilience like this, getting back up when you fall and letting those challenges make you stronger. If you've heard stories about resilience before, maybe you've heard things that make it seem like being resilient is all about surviving difficult situations or achieving big things alone. But is that really true? Is it even okay to need help? Does what we accomplish still matter if we didn't accomplish it on our own? There's a few verses from the book of Ecclesiastes that can help us understand what resilience is. Some background first though, Ecclesiastes was originally part of the section of writings in the Jewish scriptures. In our Bibles, Ecclesiastes is part of the wisdom literature in the Old Testament. Many scholars think King Solomon wrote the words we're about to look at, and that's pretty cool because Solomon's known as one of the wisest people who ever lived. So if anybody can help us figure out if and when to ask for help, it's wise King Solomon. Let's check this out. Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Okay, so I'll be honest, this might seem like a rather strange passage, but basically the writer goes through a series of scenarios when having two people is better than one. You are more likely to succeed, you're more likely to get back up after falling down, you're more likely to stay warm, you're more likely to win in a fight. Finally, he lands on something significant. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord or rope is not easily broken. I love this passage. The writer paints such a great picture when it comes to resilience. It's this: resilience isn't about being independent. It's about being connected. It's like a rope. One strand on its own is fragile, but when woven together, they become strong. Think about rubber bands. If you have ever had them snap while using them, you know they aren't that strong. They aren't really anyone's go-to picture of strength. Like, how many times have you gone to use a rubber band and it snaps before you even wrap it around that stack of note cards or pack of paper? But have you ever seen what they can do when you put them together? Check this out.
This might take a while. This could take some time.
Oh!
One rubber band can't do that much. But it's crazy how strong they are when they're all together. The same is true for us. We are stronger and more resilient when we support each other. After all, resilience doesn't mean pretending you're fine or handling everything solo. It means recognizing that you need people in your life who can support you, encourage you, and help you when you fall. It means being willing to ask for help when you need it. Please don't miss this. You can ask for help. Whether you're struggling in your math class or feeling anxious about the future or experiencing challenges with your family, you can ask for help. Seriously, you can ask for help. Maybe you should actually say it out loud. I can ask for help. Can you say it with me? I can ask for help. On your own now. You can ask for help. Now, yes, I don't want to dismiss the fact that maybe some of you have asked for help before and didn't receive the support you were looking for. I'm sorry that that was your experience. Sometimes when we ask for help, we won't receive it. That doesn't mean we should stop asking for support. It just means we may have to look for support in other places. We hope this community can be one place where you can ask for help and receive the support you need. That's what the church was meant to be. A community where people help each other, serve one another, and care for each other when life is challenging. Often, we experience God's love through community. So, whether you're looking for help at church or somewhere else, how do you ask for help? It may feel daunting at first, but here are a few steps you can take that might help point you in the right direction and find the support you might need for what you're going through right now. Let's break it down. Look to the helpers. Think about the people in your life who are there to support you. It could be a teacher, mentors, counselors, coaches, even a trusted adult in your church. Look for people who consistently demonstrate kindness and that they care about others. These are the people who most likely want to help, but they might not know you need it unless you tell them. For example, if you're struggling with a tough decision, look for someone who has faced a similar situation and navigated it in a way that you admire. Next, find your people. Who are the friends and family members you trust most? Your people are the ones who will stick with you, even when life gets messy. Maybe it's the best friend who always listens, or a sibling who gets what you're going through. Spend time with them and let them know you need encouragement or support. Even if you aren't in a difficult situation right now, it's always a good time to think about if you have found your people. Do you have people you can trust? Do you have a community that shows they care about you? It's okay to acknowledge you may need to make new friends. And if that's you, I would encourage you to try to take one step this week to connect with somebody new. Next, ask one person. Sometimes asking for help feels overwhelming, especially if you don't want to share with a group. Start small. Pick one person you trust. Maybe it's your coach, a parent, or a mentor, and let them know what you're struggling with and what kind of help you need. For instance, you could say, "I'm really having a hard time with this class, and I don't know how to study for it. Can you help me figure it out?" It's also possible that some problems may need specialized help. It's okay to need a tutor, a therapist, or a professional to support you through a more complicated problem. Finally, check on your people. Resilience isn't just about asking for help when you need it. It's also about offering help when someone else needs it. Think about it. Who in your life might be dealing with something really heavy? Is there someone who feels left out, stressed, or alone? Even a simple act like checking in with a friend or encouraging someone, it can make a huge difference. When you help others, it reminds you you're not alone either. Remember the strength in community. God designed us to live in connection with others, not to deal with our challenges alone. When you lean on others, you're also giving yourself permission to be human. Remember what Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 through 12 is saying. You were never meant to face life alone. God made us to do life together. Asking for help doesn't make you weak. It makes you stronger because it connects you with the people in your life that you can count on. Imagine a world where everyone shared what they had. Time, energy, kindness, whatever. So no one had to struggle alone. Can you imagine how our communities would be different if everyone helped each other so everyone had what they needed? Can you imagine how our schools would be different if students worked together to make sure everyone felt like they belonged and could succeed academically? What if you were the person someone else could count on? And what if you leaned on the people around you when you needed it most? Resilience isn't about standing alone. It's about standing together. You can ask for help. So when you head to small group, think about this question. Who is one person I know that I can always ask for help?